Therefore, even after all this, at the very brink of the reproach, blend praise with your criticisms again. And understanding that this action in itself cannot be a subject of acclaim, let the intention of the man who does so be your point for accomplishing this, and say, I know indeed that you're doing it for God's sake, and that the desolation and vulnerable state of that poor woman caught your attention and made you extend your hand to help her. And even if he might not be doing it with this motive, you should suggest as much. Afterward, add what follows as well, again making excuses for yourself and saying, I say these things not to instruct, but to remind you, you're doing it for God's sake, I know that too. But let's consider whether another wrong isn't resulting from this, and if there isn't, keep her in your house and adhere to this noble intent. Nobody is stopping you. But if any harm emerges that outweighs the benefit, let's be mindful, I plead with you, lest while we're passionate to comfort one soul, we present a stumbling block to thousands. And do not immediately mention the punishments for those who cause offense, but even ask for his own opinion, saying, you don't need to learn these things from me. You yourself know, if anyone offends one of these little ones, what a severe penalty is threatened. Thus, having softened your speech and tempered his anger, apply the remedy of your correction. And should he again emphasize her destitute situation, don't expose his excuse, but tell him, don't be concerned about this. You will have a valid argument, the offense to others. As it wasn't out of neglect, but consideration toward them, that you stopped this intent.